This story starts 20 years ago with the birth of my son. When he was only hours old, my mother and my friend whispered their leave and left he and I to learn each other. In the quiet, the spectre of my husband's death only 10 weeks earlier hovered over us. I lay in the bed and looked into the dark, and then I turned and looked at my perfect baby. In every memory of this moment, I whisper words of encouragement, and my 28-year-old self reaches for that baby and believes my 38-year-old self, my 48-year-old self, my 60-year-old self, all of these women whispering back to that young woman, "Don't panic, pick up the baby, run your lips over his down, let each perfect feature, the depth in his eyes, the quiet intensity of him fill you. Tell him he's safe. Tell him you are too." Later, my mother brought my daughter to meet her new brother, and my daughter's blue eyes, the imprint of her dead father, their dead father, only strengthened my resolve. This was now my calling. Ambition be damned. Career be damned. The only thing that lay in front of me was to mother these children, and oh, how I failed. And yet, I succeeded. Which brings me to now, to this moment, when I prepare to watch my newly adult son drive away. As I do, I take my place in the long lineage of women who have waved their children off into the world. The sheer beauty of him washes over me, just as it did when we first met. We hug. He steps into the vehicle. "This is big," he says. "It is," I say. He gathers himself, and in his almost man arrogance, the careless grace of strength and vigour, he takes a deep breath, and in the next moment he's gone. I stand alone, small and old. The dogs are gathered around, hovering at my edges, aware I am leaking. I take the laundry basket, stand under the clothesline, remove the sheets, hear what might have been the whisper of my 58-year-old self, my 68-year-old self. Fold the washing, let the tears fall, go inside, open your notebook, write it down. Run a bath, lie in it, listen to the crows, to the wind. Let him go. And me? I am hollowed by his going, by my children's passage through me and out into the world. With their birth, I put on the cloak of motherhood, and now it's time to take it off. I feel naked without it, a person I don't recognize. They'll be back, of course, but never like they were when they were young. My body is marked by their growth. My mind, attuned to their needs, is like a drug addict, desperate for their progress, the scent of them. In Erosion, Essays of Undoing, the American writer and activist Terry Tempest Williams writes about owls, but really her essay is about death. Ostensibly, she is telling us of the death of her dog Rio, but alongside this sits her brother's death from suicide. The two, the dog and her brother, were suffering. One of them chose death, for the other death was chosen. To negotiate what this difference means, Williams watches owls, and in watching, learns. Once when she was learning, crouched by the edge of the Great Salt Lake, a burrowing owl found her and gifted her a phrase. "If I can learn to love death, I can begin to find refuge in change." Williams calls it a cursed phrase. I agree.